1933. Depression grips America by the throat. Two young inventors herald forth from the back of the comic pages a voice-changing gum for children to practice ventriloquism. The problem? That gum won't chew.
Gee whiz!
Say,
my voice sounds the same.
A New York State court hears the case of the so-called Bubble Boys.
Sven Ingeborg, Henry Mossmouth, this court finds you guilty of deceptive advertising and fraud. You are hereby sentenced to 2 years hard labor and $5,000 restitution. And may I say, I purchased your gum in grand hopes that my voice would change, for I am cursed with this voice. So I hope these 2 years break your backs, and you know what pain you've caused the nation.
Jumping bail, these men take it on the lam west across the nation in the hopes of clearing their names and saving their necks.
I'm burning up, Sven. We gotta find us some lemonade somewhere.
Oh, look. Here's a town square with a bunch of shade, and there's looks like something's going on.
Yeah, some sort of picnic. I gotta put some pink juice down this mouth.
And I want some potato salad.
Let's get over there. Someone's yelling inside of that bandstand.
Let's give it a listen.
Everyone look up here. Everyone look at the tall, handsome, soon-to-be governor, Doug Snacks. That's my name, Doug Snacks. Don't wear it out. You got a snack in your pocket? That's me in your pocket. Not in real life, all right? There's not a pocket big enough. I am the tallest man in this town, and I will go up against anybody. If you think you are taller, you need to move. You need to move out of this town. I'm the tallest man, and I am the soon-to-be governor. All right, everyone. Sad to see a couple faces out here. I told some people not to come. A lot of ex-lovers. We got Wendy. We got Goofy Dale. Ugh. If you guys see Goofy Dale, why don't you go ahead and slap the ugly off of him, all right? Dale, you owe me $15, all right? Been stealing my paper. And I like the morning paper because I can read, unlike a lot of you here in town. I've noticed a lot of you cannot read. And you can't spell. Some people are spelling my name wrong, saying Doug sucks, all right? It's Doug Snacks. Oh, great. Great start. Alienate everyone in town. Ugh. Just like my mom always said, dinner's ready. All right. Everyone listen to me. Doug Snacks. Everybody's talking about this depression. You know, I hate it, okay? I hate the depression. What I want is I want everyone to be rich in this town. I want this to be the richest town in town. And I want to be the richest guy in the town that we're in this town. So here's what I propose. I propose we start selling the goods. No, I'm not talking about all your ugly wives. Everyone knows Nevada's got probably the ugliest women in town. Starting with you, Wendy. Wendy. Some other town blew the ugly onto you, and now you're stuck here, huh? Enough about her, guys. We need to sell the goods. We need to start looking about what makes Nevada look great. Cacti. You all know what I'm talking about. Three cactus make a cacti. Two cacti make a couple. One cactus is one lonely money-making machine. Now, I know what you're thinking. Hey, look at this green pile of needles. Well, this is like some goofy, I don't know, porcupine that ate something that turned it into some sort of green goblin that we hear about in stories. But it's not. It's a big plant. And I know you're thinking inside's probably a bunch of stalks of celery or some limes or something else green. But no, if you chop the head off a cacti, make sure it's a cacti and not a sick midget, okay? Because I've made the mistake before. Cut the head off a cacti, there's going to be soft milk coming out of that thing. And I'm talking about the milk that comes out of animals, like goats and cows, and your wife, if it's that time of the babies. Everybody, get a cup, grab a cacti, scoop it out, and start selling it like the kids are selling lemonade. Hell, my kid out there, wherever he is, haven't seen him in a couple hours. Scratch that, weeks. Anyway, I haven't seen my kid in a while, but he's probably making more money than me selling lemonade. And hell, I own a shoe factory. Now, if you look at your feet, you're wearing Doug. A little piece of me goes into all those shoes. Now, don't step too hard unless you're tap dancing, because I love this stuff. But anyway, guys, we need to start selling what makes this town great. I'm talking silver. I'm talking cactus milk. I'm talking tours to climb a mountain. And I'm talking about a new sport that I invented. Forget what you're hearing out of these Georgia Peach stories. Doug Snacks invented basketball. And everyone can play it, including girls. And Wendy, you can't play the game either. Too damn ugly. Maybe we'll use you on defense or something like that. Or, you know, I don't know. Maybe not. All right, guys, get out there and vote. Remember, it's Doug Snacks. And I'm the governor. Soon to be.
Wow, Henry.
Sven, I'm on the verge of fainting. I feel like I just saw George Washington and Thomas Jefferson sitting on each other's shoulders and beating up Ben Franklin.
I feel like a gilded horse made of golden truth just trampled me.
Doug Snacks is the greatest public speaker I've ever seen. I want to help him.
I want to get involved. Let's get involved, Henry.
Oh, you guys can get involved. Hello, fellas.
Well, hello. My name is Sven Ingeborg. This is my partner, Henry Mossmouth.
Hi. Hello, hello. I am Chauncey Wing.
Wing? Or Wing?
Wing.
Well, good to meet you, Chauncey. Yes. We'd like to get involved in Mr. Snack's campaign.
Fantastic, fantastic. Some speech. Got to make sure that I'm working with some pretty good fellas here.
Well, Mr. Wing, we're, in from New York City. We're traveling the country, getting to know the common people.
Fantastic,
and,
fantastic.
You could say we're quite the Renaissance men.
We're democracy lovers, mainly.
Oh, I like to hear that. Listen, fellas, don't you wish that buildings could be built quicker?
Who doesn't?
Everyone wishes everything was quicker.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to think, but I know otherwise. And don't you fellas like ladies with real long hair?
Oh, we love long hair. The longer it is, the more you can smell.
Yeah. What if you needn't even to speak to these ladies? You could simply, pay these women to smell their hair.
Every time I try to speak to a woman, she yells.
Every time I try to smell a lady's hair, she slaps my face.
And that shouldn't be the case, right?
We want a better world, Chauncey, but how?
We want a perfect world, Chauncey.
All you've got to do is help me get Doug Snacks in office.
Doug Snacks for governor.
Doug Snacks for governor. And then no woman who you've given money to will say no again.
Well, what do we need to do?
Yeah, what can we do?
Do you see that pretty young lady over there? What she's doing with that clipboard is taking down people's names so that they can go into that building behind her and vote.
Oh, yeah, we could vote.
Yeah, you could vote once.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, one vote doesn't count or matter. So we need several votes. And that's where you guys tricking her comes in handy.
Oh, I see.
We make her vote.
No. More than once.
You guys vote more than once.
Okay.
Are you guys familiar with the concept of films or acting or theater?
Yes. Henry and I were in an amateur production of Titus Andronicus.
Oh, wow.
Back in New York City.
That sounds fantastic. That sounds really fantastic.
I had to eat a pie with heads in it.
Human heads.
Because we couldn't get our hands on human heads, they were mice heads.
Yuck.
But I didn't open my mouth very wide, so they'd look bigger.
Fantastic. Well, I need you guys to take that same sort of commitment in tricking that young lady over there with the very soft skin and billowing shirt.
Oh, I gotta tell you, Chauncey, we're...
I'm sorry.
Are you okay?
I am okay. Are you okay?
Yeah, well, I just was gonna say we're,
thirsty.
And we're 100% committed to Mr. Snacks.
Fantastic. Pretty soon, every building in this city will be built higher and faster and have casinos and whores in them and... I'll never have to pay for another permit because my boy will be in office.
What?
Oh, I said pretty soon every building in this town will be built higher and I won't. And that's when I stopped talking.
Okay, well, we'll get to work. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Henry Mossmouth. I'd like to vote today for Doug Snacks, please.
One vote for Doug Snacks in the books.
Yeah, and I am Sven Ingeborg. I would also like to cast my vote for Doug Snacks.
Okay, Sven Ingeborg, yep. Doug Snacks?
Yes, that's right, Doug Snacks.
Okay, got it. One vote for Doug Snacks. You got it. Say, have a good day.
You too, have a great day.
My name is Randy Mogbo, and I'd like to vote for Doug Snacks.
Randy, did you already vote today?
No, sir.
Okay, one more vote for Doug Snacks.
Hello, gentlemen. I'm Reginald Schmeck, and I'd like to cast a vote for Doug Snacks.
Okay, Reginald what?
Reginald Schmeck.
Reginald Schmeck. Okay, Reginald Schmeck, one vote for Doug Snacks. All right.
Hello. I'm Cassandra Melville. I'd like to cast a vote for Doug Snacks, please.
Oh, right away, Mrs. Cassandra Melville. You look mighty fine today.
It's Melville.
Excuse me, Miss Melville. Are you doing anything this evening?
No, how you doing? You know what? Actually, I'm busy.
Oh, he's busy. I guess I've got to take you out.
Shoot.
I'd love to go to the picture show. Meet me at 8.
Oh, the picture show? That's my favorite place to go.
Oh, don't show up there tonight.
Well, I'm busy. I'm...
Excuse me, all y'all. My name is General Lee, and I'm casting a vote, y'all.
Oh, General Lee. The General Lee from the Army?
Yeah, y'all. One for Doug Snacks. He's a good Southern boy.
If you say so. Doug Snacks.
Excuse me, boys.
Yes.
I need to cast a vote for Doug Snacks.
Wow, there sure are a ton of votes for this snack fella.
Yeah, I should check him out. Excuse me, why are you wearing a cape?
I'm from Transylvania. It runs in the family.
You get out of here right now.
What are you?
Transylvania, home of the vampires. I've heard of them.
Is my vote taken down?
Yes, yeah. But you need to get out of town.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Hi. Vampires. I'm here to cast my vote today.
Who are you voting for? Oh. And what's your name?
I'm voting for Mr. Douglas Snacks, and I'm Mr. Douglas Snacks Sr. Proud daddy.
You look so young to be a dad. Is that poo on your lip?
This is a mustache made of lipstick.
Oh. Well, we go right away. One vote, Doug Snacks.
Make it two for the rudeness.
You got it. You got it, son. Doug Snacks.
Man, I want to vote for Doug Snacks, see? I'm the face gun.
What? You're the face gun?
The face gun.
Last name's Gun. First name's The Face, see? Here to vote for Doug Snacks, man. Don't give me any trouble about it.
I'm trying to give you trouble. How do you... The Face? How do you spell that?
The Face, no space.
No. What's The Face, no space?
There's no space in between the and the face, see?
Oh, like the way most names are. Wouldn't have just put a space in your name.
Can you just write it down right here?
G-H-E-F-A-C-E space.
No, don't spell it at me. Don't spell it at me. I didn't go to school.
I think we pulled it off, Sven.
We did it, Henry. That was impressive.
We're good.
And I got a date later tonight at the movies.
I'll be there watching.
I'm not going to show up.
Maybe I can show up.
And I'll be watching.
Wow, the governor's mansion is pretty plush.
Congratulations, Governor Snacks.
Hey, take off your shoes, okay? Hit the noise.
Oh, I'm sorry. Chauncey, we're back, and we're quite proud of the contribution that we made.
So am I, fellas. I couldn't be happier to have you here.
Governor Snacks, now that you're in charge of everything, we'd love to hear your plans. When are we getting these cactuses milked?
What's up?
We're eager to hear what kind of action you've taken now that you're in charge of things. We kind of think we're a little bit responsible.
You guys heard about this basketball thing? Now, you guys look like two young guys that I like, all right? Hey, if I were to tell you that I invented basketball and I'm the smartest man in the world, would you say yes?
Yeah. Is there any way we could get a glass of that cactus milk to try?
There's no cactus milk here right now, fellas.
That's good. Getting it to the citizens first.
Oh, by here, I meant planet Earth.
What do you mean?
I mean, nobody's drinking cactus milk.
Well, getting cactus, exporting cactus milk was Governor Snack's major platform.
Yeah, and that's what will get him reelected next time, and the time after that, and the time after that.
Hey, I'm Governor Snacks.
Yeah.
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 That's right.
Mm-hmm.
The tallest, smartest man in Nevada.
Governor Snacks.
Yep.
Before I completely melt down, please tell Chauncey that there is such a thing as cactus milk, and it's real and coming to us.
Let me tell you one thing right here, fella. I don't like what you said about melting, okay? If I ever see another person melt in front of me, I'm going to flip the switch on you.
Listen, everybody's a pretty upset right now, okay? How about I have a couple ladies come down and we all relieve some tension?
Well,
Chauncey, I mean, I have to say, I just don't think that's fair to the people if
we relieve some tension?
No, I mean, talking about the cactus milk, Chauncey, and this, where's the silver at? And
oh, I don't know. Maybe you should talk to the governor. Good luck having a conversation with him.
Hey, I'm the governor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Chauncey, what's going on here?
Is he sick?
No, he's not sick. I'm the one that's sick.
I am the governor.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Awesome.
This place is huge.
Yeah, it's pretty big, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
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 But Chauncey, those permit...
You don't understand. I care about casinos. I care about whorehouses. I care about guys who are having bad luck, being able to roll the dice and change their luck. I care about ladies and fellas who don't know how to talk to the opposite or same sex, but have the money to, and they are willing to spend it.
Henry and I are going to have to go to the paper with this information.
Oh, I dare you. The paper would love if a couple of felons brought a story to them. You went and committed voter fraud. You claimed to be several people who you were not and cast votes. That is against not only Nevada state law, but the law of the United States of America. I dare you. But I promise I will show up with six pretty slamming young ladies on my arm, okay? All of them, employees of mine. And we will laugh as they give you the chair.
I hope you're as wrong about that as you are about there being no cactus milk.
Let me show you something. Hey, Mr. Snacks, Governor Snacks?
Yeah, what is it? My pocket ran out of pretzels.
Okay, what if I said you had a pretzel on your back?
I'd say, get it off of my back. What's a pretzel doing on my back?
You can reach the pretzel.
Ugh.
Did you get it?
No.
Okay, keep reaching.
Yeah.
Keep reaching.
Okay.
Chauncey, what are you showing us? Stop it.
No, I'm just showing you how easily it is to manipulate anybody.
Son of a pretzel on my back.
Because right now, you guys are under my thumb. I have done absolutely nothing wrong. I have asked the governor to allow me to sidestep paying for a few permits here and there. You committed a felony. You are a bad person. I am a good person who only wants casinos and whorehouses in this town.
Oh, for God's sake, Snacks, there's no pretzel.
Shut up!
What? Huh? Who said that?
Nobody said anything. What'd you hear?
What?
Huh?
I heard, good job, Governor.
Yeah,
you
good job.
You invented basketball.
Hey, basketball's really cool, Governor.
Yeah, it is cool, huh? I invented it.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it loud and clear.
Henry and I will leave you now and leave this town and never look back. But together, we'll carry in our hearts, in our heads, and in our dreams, cactus milk. A dream that'll never die as long as we live.
So put that in your pipe and smoke it. And I hope you choke on the guilt.
Deal. Now get.
Hey, Chauncey.
Yeah, bud?
I think I found the pretzel. But now my hand is covered in blood.
Well, Henry, that was a crushing disappointment.
Sven, I don't think I'd ever heard of a corrupt politician before.
I didn't think they existed.
This is terrible.
No. Henry, let's put this town behind us and keep getting going towards the coast.
I was hoping to slide down this banister in victory. I'm going to trudge down in crushing heartbreak.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, Henry. My dad always said that.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Would you mind helping me, disabled as I am, down these stairs?
No problem, yeah.
Happy to grasp the wheels here and cart you down.
Henry, you take the front, I'll take the back.
Were you gentlemen conversing with the new governor of this state?
Yeah, we work for his campaign. He swindled us and we voted a bunch of times for him so he'd get elected, but turns out he's as vacant as an empty cookie jar.
Yeah, he doesn't know a thing. It's all that Chauncey Wing who's running.
Yeah, Chauncey's running the show. All he wants to do is make pretty girls get with men for money and open gambling establishments that are really tall.
And all that would be fine, but he doesn't want to pay the appropriate permit fees to build those establishments.
Yeah, he's committing crimes just to duck out on the permit fees.
Well, here's the bottom. I hope you have a good day, sir.
Henry and I were glad we could help.
You gentlemen have really opened my eyes. Thank you very much for the help and for what you've told me.
Have a good day.
My fellow Americans, normally I use my weekly radio address to bring you news of the home front and all that we've accomplished here in our wide nation. However, today, I must render to you the shocking news that the recent gubernatorial election in Nevada had been rigged by one Chauncey Wing, a twisted enemy of democracy. I have imprisoned this man, after due trial, on the island of Alcatraz in the San Francisco Bay. To read his confession, Mr. Wing.
To whom it may concern, you idiots, you've got no clue what you've done. For in 6 years' time, I infiltrated your town, masqueraded as one of you, and got one of my own elected. If you think that this hiccup has done anything but anger me, you are sorely mistaken. Because I will come back, and this time, I will not bother with petty casinos or petty whorehouses, no. I will come back with a vengeance, and I will hurt people physically. I am going to rain pain upon this silly little town. If you think that Alcatraz can hold me, you are wrong. Chauncey Wing never existed. And from this point on, Chauncey Wing is dead.
Thank you, Mr. Wing. Now to report to you, the listeners at home, and all the ships at sea, some of the best places I've eaten in the past week.
Funny stuff. Oh, no. All the pretzels ran away from my pocket. Oh, Chauncey! Chauncey! Chauncey, how do I do that thing with the door when it won't open and I don't know how to get through it? Chauncey? Wendy? Anyone? I invented basketball. I'm the tallest man on earth. Oh, a pretzel.
Bubble Boys, created by Steve Nelson and Andrew Tischer, produced and directed by Tim Joyce. This episode written and performed by Steve Nelson and Andrew Tischer. Please like us on Facebook at facebook.com/bubbleboys and listen to more episodes at bubbleboys.podomatic.com. You can also rate us on iTunes, love us, hate us, just let us know it.
Okay. Would it be maybe more fun if there were pretty ladies with huge gajungas walking around?
How huge?
Oh, you know how most ladies' gajungas are this big?
Yeah, that seems right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about maybe gajungas that are this big.
Gajunga.
Yeah. Keep it in your pants, fellas, for now.